This past week saw, unfortunately, once again, politics attempting to take control of military strategy as the House of Representatives voted to restrict President Trump's options when it comes to dealing with the terrorist state of Iran. Here to discuss this issue with us, specifically how it impacts our military warriors on the battlefield, is a Green Beret commander and Special Forces member who had tours in the Middle East and elsewhere, along with his involvement in veteran causes. He's also authored the upcoming book, Deliberate Discomfort, How U.S. Special Operations Forces Overcome Fear and Dare to Win by Getting Comfortable Being Uncomfortable. Jason Van Camp, how are you today, Jason?
Yes, thank you so much. I'm doing very, very well. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, great to get a chance to talk with someone, certainly with your resume and certainly with your care and concern for the members of our military and the teaching moments you take out of everything, too. A couple of websites to give you for future reference. Of course, we have them at our page as well. WarriorRising.org and Mission60.com, a couple of organizations that Jason does a lot of important work with. Just to get, before we get into your book, Jason, when politics tries to play military general, I mean, we hear about it at home and we see the, you know, the debates and the screaming at each other, but from afar, how does that play on the battlefield?
Well, unfortunately, politics drive action. You know what I mean? And that's how it is in our country. So, you know, as it stands, President Trump, he wants re-election. You know, he doesn't want another Middle Eastern conflict. So, to me, the recent address to the nation 2 days ago shows me that he wants to de-escalate the situation in Iran. And I think that's a great move. You know, he's talked about punishing economic sanctions, and we've heard all that stuff for a year. And that's probably the best move, although it doesn't quite sit right with the barrel-chested, freedom-fighting American spirit. You know, I think President Trump has deliberately chosen to avoid conflict. But I would say for now, but after the elections are over, who knows?
Or, you know, some theorize, too, that President Trump took the swing to give Iran the warning. And some are of the belief that Trump is backing off because whenever the time is right and whenever the opportunity affords itself, Israel can finish the job.
Perhaps. You know, Israel is an amazing country with an incredible military. And they've proven time and time and time again that they can defend themselves and they can do more than that as well. You know, I just don't think that we have the energy for another prolonged rebuilding effort in the Middle East. If you want to talk about a war or a battle, it wouldn't last, you know, too long, I don't think. But a rebuilding effort, that would ultimately be the prolonged end state of this conflict. And nobody wants that outcome. Nobody.
On the flip side of the idea, though, the House resolution limiting military action and options, doesn't that in some way endanger troops in the field? Because the enemy can say, well, they're not going to do this and that. Well, that opens the door for us to do what we were planning to do.
The last thing in the world that you want is to restrict your troops in some way through politics. You know, that's the worst thing that could happen because that's when you get guys killed and that's when we can't do our jobs and that's when, you know, the defending the American vision and the politics behind the driving force behind that gets handicapped significantly if you're trying to restrict or handcuff the troops in any way possible by preventing them from doing their jobs correctly.
I want to get into your book. It's, again, Deliberate Discomfort, How U.S. Special Operations Forces Overcome Fear and Dare to Win by Getting Comfortable Being Uncomfortable. These are a collection of great stories that are also analyzed for the civilian to realize their education value. What was it that you were trying to demonstrate and present to the book? Is it really, I'm sensing there's actually a two-sided benefit on this. A, for the reader who can learn from these experiences, but having talked with members of the military and writers who were trying to get stories about veterans from the military, talking about the military experience is challenging for some. And I just felt like you presented the concept in a way that made it more accessible for the veteran who went through some hellacious times to openly tell their stories.
Yes, being authentic and being open is critical to success, you know. And in the military, you know, I was a Green Beret, and I still am a Green Beret, and they call this the quiet professionals. You know, we can be quiet, but we can't be silent. And that's what I believe. And I believe in staying up and speaking out and speaking the truth of what you know it to be. And, you know, one of the catalysts for me joining the military is when I was a young man, you know, I would ask my uncles that served in the military and other guys, what was it like? Can you tell me a story? What, you know, I'm super interested. Can you help me understand it? And a lot of them were quiet, and they didn't want to tell me any stories. They didn't want to share their experiences. They didn't want to do anything. And honestly, that made me more curious. It made me want to join the military even more because I wanted to know what it was like. And having experienced what I've done in the military, I was a Ranger. I was a Special Forces commander. I was a Green Beret, West Point guy. You know, I've been to combat 3 times, and I've been to, you know, significant, serious combat. I've seen it. I've done it, you know. And to me, the question is now, like, why didn't those people when I was younger share those experiences with me? Why was the culture at the time one that everybody had to be quiet and they didn't share, they didn't talk? And I just don't understand that. And I think this culture that we've established now, the Iraqi, Afghanistan veterans, were much more receptive to speaking and to sharing and to explain to people what it really is like. And that's what Deliberate Discomfort does. It's a leadership book for businesses, and it's a self-improvement book for individuals.
And when you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the book really follows my true story, my experiences after I earned my Green Beret, and I report to my commander for the first time. And he says, Jason, in order for you to succeed as a Green Beret, there are some lessons that you need to learn. And each chapter of the book is me speaking to a different member of the military, a Green Beret, a Delta Force, Navy SEAL, Ranger, Marine, so forth, and then explain to me what they did and how they made decisions as a leader to help me become the best commander that I could possibly be. And then we have scientists on the Mission 60 team to translate those experiences, those lessons, into digestible and relatable action items so the everyday reader can get a so what and now what out of these lessons. And then finally we come back in again and we say, listen, our company has been in existence for 8 years now. We've worked with professional sports teams, with corporate clients, and these are the lessons that they learned. This is the aftermath of them implementing our vision, our strategy, our tactics into their organizations, and this is the success that has come from that. So exciting stuff.
To say the least, we're talking with Jason Van Camp. His book, Deliberate Discomfort, How U.S. Special Operations Forces Overcome Fear and Dare to Win by Getting Comfortable, Being Uncomfortable. He's a Green Beret, Special Forces member, tours in the Middle East and elsewhere, warriorrising.org, mission60.com, or the respective websites, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Why do you think that you and the people that you write about in Deliberate Discomfort and present their stories, why were you guys able to transition back into civilian life to varying degrees? And we keep hearing the stories of so many that just can't do it.
Well, I think there's a few things. One is the realization, and this is a hard realization. It's uncomfortable to realize it and to think about it, but you're not alone. You have a team. And when you're in the military, for most units, you have a team that you rely on. They have your back. You fight for the man to your left and to your right, and you feel a very strong bond, a sense of camaraderie with those individuals. And when you leave the military, a lot of guys, they lose that. Well, they think they lose that. They don't actually lose that. They need to find their team again. They need to find their community, their family, their tribe again. And there are guys out there that are ready, willing, and able to embrace those veterans. Warrior Rising is such an organization. You know, and the other thing is purpose. Military, you have a very defined, clear purpose in what you're doing and why you're doing it. You receive an incredible sense of patriotism with doing that. Now, it's very, very difficult to find that purpose again once you're with the military, but you can find it. And again, that's what Warrior Rising does. We help veterans find their purpose and their community again by helping them help themselves. So we're not giving out any free handouts. We're helping them in the most charitable way we know how, and that's to help them help themselves. And we help them start or accelerate their own businesses so they can continue giving back to their country, they can continue serving their families, they can make money, they can add value to their clients. And we do that through education, mentoring, financial assistance, so we give them grants, loans, or investment opportunities. And finally, we have communities all over the country. We call them platoons, where veterans can go. They can network, they can help each other out, they can serve each other again, and we go forward in that fashion.
I love the term that your organization coined too. It's the vetrepreneur. I love that. I love that phrase.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I want to say we coined that, but that's a phrase that we use quite often at Warrior Rising. The vetrepreneur.
It is the book alone, Deliberate Discomfort: How U.S. Special Operations Forces Overcome Fear and Dare to Win by Getting Comfortable Being Uncomfortable. It's a collection of stories that, if you're one of those people, and I've referenced to you many times when we're talking about organizations, you sit there thinking, well, what difference do I make? How do I matter? How can I do? How can I achieve? How can I overcome? Well, if you take these stories and, as Deliberate Discomfort does, dissects them into understandable, embraceable elements that you can incorporate into your inner desire, inner well-being, inner goal setting, whatever you want to call it, mechanism. It's really what Deliberate Discomfort is going to do. And when you read these stories of these heroes who certainly overcame a lot more than you're probably facing right now, and you look what they're doing with their lives, that just further empowers how much you could do with your life. You join that with the organization that Jason has put together, especially as you just heard, with the organization that encourages the vetrepreneur. I love that line, Warrior Rising. You find out more at warriorrising.org. Learn more about how to implement, if you're a business owner, how to implement the structure and the dedication that your organization needs through what military experience can provide, mission60.com. Jason, you bring back knowledge out of bad experiences. You convert it into positive motivation, which is a fantastic job to be able to do that. And you also give hope and direction and guidance to those heroes who are coming back home. So for all that, thank you so much for your service to your country overseas, your continuing service to your brothers and sisters in the military, and for being here today.
Oh, that's a tremendous amount of gratitude, and I appreciate the appreciate. Thank you so much for that. You know, nothing makes me happier than someone taking our content and executing on it, because I know it to be true. I love it when finally it clicks in your head. I'm sick of losing. I won't tolerate it anymore. I'm going to do something about it. If you have that mindset, Deliberate Discomfort is the book for you, and you can find it on Amazon right now, and you can buy it right now. It's officially going to launch on February 18th. And again, if you want to help veterans, if you're a veteran yourself, you want to start a business, or if you want to support a veteran that wants to start a business, go to warriorrising.org and find out more. And I appreciate the time, and have a great day and a great weekend.